Yeah, we're going to get out to our Corky's hotline because this guy, last year he was on my show every week. I've had him on recently a few times. A great guest, a guy that always comes in with an opinion, and we're very happy to welcome to the Corky's hotline David Velasquez, assistant basketball coach, San Diego State. Well, David, how good is Jahlil Okafor? He looked awful good on TV.
He's as good as he looked in person and maybe a little bit better. He was unstoppable last night. You know, usually our post-double, where we come with a second defender, really does a good job at least making him, you know, making a big like him move the ball. But he was so good at using angles, his size, finding the open guy, repositioning for another quick post-up. He was outstanding last night.
You know, watching him play, for a kid that's 18, going on 19 years of age, I mean, he's really got a superior game. He's got, obviously, an NBA body. I guess the one Achilles heel, he's not necessarily a great free throw shooter, even though he knocked down a couple of yesterday. I mean, you guys ran everything you possibly could at him, and he was still able to make plays.
And that's what great players do. They find ways to make plays and put themselves in position to be successful. You know, the one thing he has that's really hard to coach is just a great feel for the game. His instincts on both ends of the floor are outstanding. It's the reason why he's going to be a great NBA player. It's the reason why he's probably the best college basketball player. He is a phenomenal basketball player, and he's going to continue to have a great career and look for him to be sensational in the couple weekends moving forward.
Hey, David, let me ask you this. You've been coaching a long time. You go out and you scout teams all the time. Is this the best individual player San Diego State has gone against, in your opinion, since you've been on the staff?
Yeah, the list isn't too long, to be honest with you, Coach, that you look back and say, wow, we had no answer for that guy. You know, I think back at guys like James Harden, where in the first half at Viejas Arena, he has 1 point. You know, in the second half, I think he had 12, but we were able to stop him. You look back at Kansas last year, the number one and number three pick. We played against them both, Andrew Wiggins, Joel Embiid. You know, we were able to do things with our defense, our schemes, our concepts, our players, that we're able to kind of control those guys on both ends of the floor. Last night, we had no answer. So to answer your question, I'd say, yeah, he's at the top of that list. And there's not a lot of guys we could say that about, and he's now, unfortunately, is one of them.
David Velasquez, assistant basketball coach, San Diego State, joining us on the Corky's Hotline. I want to talk just about this trip, and I want to talk a little bit about St. John's and moving forward with this program. But boy, David, this was like a crazy weekend tournament because so many guys were coming down ill, including some of the coaches.
Yeah, it was. We got everything thrown at us, Coach, and we had a lot of challenges along the way, from the long trip out there to Akil Quinn getting sick right when we arrived. And that's on the heels of Akil Quinn being really exhausted from the weekend prior in Las Vegas, where in that third game against Wyoming, he didn't look anything like himself. And so we shut him down for a couple days. He started to feel really healthy on that Wednesday. And Wednesday night, he comes down with basically a stomach virus. And as you move along through the week, you know, it kind of just, it went to some of our staff members, and then unfortunately hit the coaching staff the night before the game, from Coach Fisher to Coach Dutcher to myself, to their wives, and it's just, it was no fun. But with all that being said, we had a job to do, and we prepared the guys as best as we could. Coach Justin Hudson did a great job stepping up. He was the one guy who didn't get hit with the virus, but you know, I think with all that being said, we had a job to do, and we got the job done against St. John's, and we played excellent that game.
Angelo Troll, he got sick at halftime yesterday.
It was right before the game. Angelo got sick, and we asked him, Angelo, are you ready to go? And he said, I can give it a try in the first half. And then at halftime, he said, I'm feeling okay. And then when we went out in the second half, I don't know if they showed it on TV, Coach. I haven't watched the game yet, but we actually put him to the scores table, and Coach said, Angelo, are you okay? And he shook his head no, and we brought him back to the bench. In that stretch, Malik Pope makes back-to-back threes, and it actually worked out in our advantage.
David Velasquez joining us here on the Mighty 1090. St. John's, I thought you guys played an outstanding ball game. St. John's, boy, they could really get that ball up and down the court, but I thought you guys, especially in the second half, really got back on defense much better, and it really forced them to start trying to work their half-court offense where they weren't real successful against you.
Absolutely, and that was the number one key to winning that game was win the transition battle. In the first half, we did not. Dominic Poynter, number 15 for St. John's, had four times where he took the ball from one end of the floor to the other and laid the ball in. One was for a three-point play. You don't see that very often versus our defense. In the second half, we were able to clean it up a little bit, got back on defense. And like any game, Coach, when you make shots, things really start to go your way. And we were able to make some shots in that game, beginning with two of Dwayne Police's three-pointers being banked in. And then you look up, and Dwayne Police's got five threes, Matt Shugley's got four threes, and when that happens, I can promise you, we'll win every game we play if those two guys are hitting nine threes combined.
You know, David, you're sitting on the sidelines watching NCAA games, and you got a team that's participating. And I know when you're back at the hotel, if you're not getting prepared for the game, you know, watching film of the other team or watching film of your game, you're watching a lot of basketball. And I'm amazed every year, and I tell people this all the time when I go out to high school games. You know, they'll see a guy get 25 points in a high school game here in San Diego. Oh, man, that guy's a big-time player. Well, you know what? You don't realize how good you have to be to play D1 basketball. And think of all these great players that we watched this weekend in Division I basketball in the NCAA, the highest level of college basketball. And so many of these players are so talented, they'll never get a sniff of the NBA.
It's incredible, Coach. And it really shows you how hard it is to make the NBA. There's guys on that Duke team, and I'm not sure which one, but there's guys on that Duke team that are sensational. They'll have a chance to win it all this year. They're going to be they've had a great career there. They might not even get a chance to make the NBA. They might not even get called for one roster spot, let alone to play in the NBA. And it's why when a guy like Kawhi Leonard comes along and he's from your program, and not only does he get a chance to play in the NBA, he goes and gets an NBA Finals MVP in his third year and he wins the finals. It's something like that that makes you shake your head. Appreciate that you even got a chance to coach him for the 2 years Kawhi was here, because at that level, it is so hard to make it. And no matter what you did in college, everything goes out the window the first day you step onto the NBA floor.
Okay, David, I'm going to assume that everyone that's eligible to come back, I'm talking about Winston Shepherd, Malik Pope, and the underclassmen, I'm assuming everybody's coming back. We say goodbye to some great seniors in Dwayne Poli and J.J. O'Brien and Akil Quinn. What do you got coming in right now for next year? How many players are actually signed, and how many scholarships do you have left to give?
We have one left. We have three seniors leaving, like you just mentioned. We have Jeremy Hemsley, who is an outstanding point guard coming in from Damien High School. He plays in the state championship at 4 o'clock on Friday. I believe the whole staff is going to head up there to hopefully watch him cut down some nets in Berkeley. And then we have Broderick Jones, who just lost in the state semifinals from Lawndale, California, who's a pick-and-pop four-man, kind of a stretch four-man that once he put on a little weight, we'll see his game blossom a little bit. And then we have one remaining. And I think this program has done a great job with transfers. And I think we'll be back into that transfer market a little bit, depending on what we need moving forward. And as you regarded the underclassmen, Malik and Winston especially, you know, yeah, we expect to have them back. They will sit and do all their research with Coach Fisher and all the great resources Coach Fisher has and make them make an educated decision. But like you said, Coach, we expect to have them back next year.
Going forward, what goes on with the basketball team between now and the start of next school year?
Well, between now and the next school year, the first thing is first is to get back onto the academic side and really make sure that we finish the semester strong. And then from a basketball standpoint, once we get back from spring break, which is after the Final Four, we'll take the returning guys and we could work them out in groups of four. And we'll do that for about a month. And then that will end in early May. And then at the end of May, we actually can, during summer school, we can start to work the guys out again. All the returners will go to the first session of summer school, which is all of June, first week of July. And we'll work them out for a 5-week process in the summer. And then when August comes, we'll we'll have the whole team, including the freshmen, together at one time moving forward towards next season.
Great stuff. Hey, congratulations on a great year. I don't care. You got beat by a great team yesterday. You win 27 Division I basketball games. You're doing something right.
Coach, I appreciate you having that perspective. And we've done a great job having the perspective, learning from Coach Fisher. And, you know, it was just 5 years ago that if we had won our first NCAA tournament game, it would have been the biggest deal in school history. And now that we're winning our first round of the NCAA tournament game and not beating Duke, and people are a little disappointed, it shows you how far we've come.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better, David. Hey, congratulations. Get some R&R. Enjoy the state championships this weekend, and we'll look forward to running into you around town.
Appreciate it, Coach.
The Mighty 1090 Hotline is presented by Corky's.
Call 1-800-901-1102. Corky's.